Corinthians 6, 1 through 13. Working together with him, then, we entreat you not to accept the grace of God in vain. For he says, at the acceptable time, I have listened to you and helped you on the day of salvation. Behold, now is the acceptable time. Behold, now is the day of salvation. We put no obstacle in anyone's way, so that no fault may be found with our ministry. But as servants of God, we commend ourselves in every way through great endurance, in afflictions, hardships, calamities, beatings, imprisonments, tumults, labors, watching, hunger, by purity, knowledge, forbearance, kindness, the Holy Spirit, genuine love, truthful speech, and the power of God with the weapons of righteousness for the right hand and for the left, in honor and dishonor, in ill repute and good repute. We are treated as impostors and yet are true, as unknown and yet well known, as dying and behold we live, as punished and yet not killed, as sorrowful yet always rejoicing, as poor yet making many rich, as having nothing yet possessing everything. Our mouth is open to you, Corinthians. Our heart is wide. You are not restricted by us, but you are restricted by your own afflictions. In return, I speak as to children. Widen your hearts also. This is the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. I invite you to pray with me. Lord God, today in this place, warm our hearts, warm our minds. Open our hearts and our minds to hear you in spite of my voice. Open us so that we may abide in you. Know that you are the one that we have come to hear and to worship. And we pray this today in Jesus' name. Amen. Today is a day, even though it's a hot day, it's a good day. And as I was studying, I had a hard time picking which of the lectionary passages I was going to use. All of the lectionary passages had great vivid imagery. So I decided to start with the Corinthians. Basically, I like the Corinthians because of who they were. You got to understand, the Corinthian people weren't nice people. Even though we have a lot of good scripture, and of course in the first letter to the Corinthians, we have the love scripture in 1 Corinthians 13. But we have the love scripture because they were so nasty, they couldn't love each other. It wasn't because they did love each other, it was because they were nasty. They were nasty people. And because they were such nasty people, they needed two letters. They needed two letters so they would act right. And so they got better instruction than maybe some of the rest of the churches of that time. Oh, I'm not saying that the other epistles didn't have good instruction. I'm just saying maybe they had a little bit more instruction to the Corinthians because they needed to get their act together. And probably if I describe the Corinthians to you without telling you that they were the Corinthians, you would even think I was describing the church of today, or maybe America, or the world of today. That gets your attention? And I'm not saying that all people are inherently bad. There are good people out there. But you know, I was talking the other day with my husband, and most people don't realize that the United States of America is no longer a Christian nation. That less than 50% of the United States is a Christian nation now. That should scare you. Yeah, I know it scares me. Scares me a lot. This past week, I spent the week doing something I haven't gotten to do in 10 years. 10 years I've been out of the classroom. I've been in the classroom all week long. And it's been fantastic, actually. I've enjoyed my 1 week back in the classroom. I've gotten to teach every day this past week. But I've also been able to, because we're here in the church, I got to bring Jesus to them. And I got to read a Bible story to them every day. And a couple of the kids would say to me, "Is this for real? Is this for real? Is this story you're reading me for real?" And I would say to them every morning, "Yes, this is right from the Bible. This story I'm reading you is for real." Ladies and gentlemen, moms, dads, neighbors, grandmas, grandpas, aunts, uncles, we got to start doing a better job. Yep. Things that we take for granted and understanding and knowing that what we know came from the Bible and understanding that certain things are for real, kids of today do not understand that these things are for real. Do you understand that? So when I read this last passage to you that had just come from 2 Corinthians, where it says, "We have spoken frankly to you, Corinthians. Our heart is open wide to you. There is no restriction in our affections, but only in yours." Yeah. You see, it's our hearts that restrict the love of God. It's our hearts that restrict the power of what Jesus Christ, restrict the power of what the Holy Spirit can do in our hearts every day. every day. And we let that happen. We feel that that's just okay, that we let the status quo happen, and we feel that that is acceptable. Well, when are we going to feel that that is not acceptable? I want to tell you another story. It comes from the Old Testament reading today about a young boy who felt something was not acceptable and that everybody else felt, well, he's just a giant. I'm going to let it happen. Let it happen. Now the Philistines gathered their armies for battle, and they were gathered at Socoth, which belongs to Judah, and encamped between Socoth and Azekah. And there came out of the camp of the Philistines a champion named Goliath, whose height was 6 cubits and a span. He had a helmet of bronze on his head, and he was armed with a coat of mail. And the weight of the coat was 5,000 shekels of bronze. And he had greaves of bronze on his legs, and a javelin of bronze slung between his shoulders, and the shaft of a spear of a weaver's beam, and his spear's head weighed 600 shekel. In other words, he was well armed. He was well armed. And he stood and he shouted to the ranks of Israel, "Why have you come to draw up for battle? Am I not the Philistine? And are you not servants of Saul? Choose a man for yourselves and let him come down to me. If he's able to fight with me and kill me, then we will be your servants. But if I prevail against him and kill him, then you shall be our servants and serve us." And the Philistine said, "Today I defy the ranks of Israel. Give me a man that we may fight together." And when Saul and all Israel heard these words of the Philistine, they were all dismayed and greatly afraid. Boo-hoo! Big old babies. Right? I mean, really, come on. And I'm going to jump ahead here. Israel and the Philistines drew up for battle, army against army. And David left the things in charge of the keeper and the baggage and ran to the ranks and went and greeted his brothers. And as he talked to him, the champion, the Philistines of Gath, Goliath by name, came up in the front of the ranks and spoke the same words as before, and David had heard him. And David said to Saul, "Let no one's heart fail him, because your servant will go and fight with the Philistine." David's a boy. David's a boy. Saul says to David, "You're not able to go up against this Philistine and fight him." But David said to Saul, "Your servant used to keep sheep for his father. And whenever a lion or a bear came and took a lamb from the flock, I went after it and struck it down, rescuing the lamb from its mouth, and it turned against me. I would catch it by the jaw and strike it down and kill it. Your servant has killed both lions and bears. And this uncircumcised Philistine shall be like one of them. And since he has defied the armies of the living God." David said, "The Lord has who saved me from the paw of the lion and from the paw of the bear, will save me from the hand of the Philistine. So said to David, go, and may the Lord be with you. So Saul clothed David with his armor. He put a bronze helmet on his head and clothed him with the coat of mail. David strapped Saul's sword over the armor, and he tried in vain to walk. Can you imagine it? And then he said, take this off me. Take this off me. I never fought any of these things with this on me. I'll do it the way I always knew how. And so what's he do? He talks to God. He talks to God. God, go with me now. And so he goes. And he walks up to that Goliath. And Goliath taunts him once again. And so what's he do? He takes one of his stones. And the giant falls because he hits him right between the eyes. And down falls the giant. And this little boy takes out the giant Goliath. And the Philistines lose, and the army of Israel wins because of this little tiny boy. But he wasn't a little tiny boy. He had the Holy Spirit, the breath of God living in him. He had the power of God in him. Well, folks, don't we have the power of God living in us today? Does your heart have the heart of the living God living in you today? What great things is God calling us towards? It isn't over. It's just beginning. And you know what? There were some young kids who were really excited this week to go and spend some time doing some things in this place. And there were some young people who couldn't wait to, they gave up going some other places. They couldn't wait to get back here. They didn't want to leave because they wanted to see what was next. They didn't want to go to other places or miss or go to appointments because they didn't want to miss and see what was going to happen next here. When's the last time you didn't want to miss because you were afraid to see what was going to happen next or miss what was going to happen next? Here. Isn't it about time that your heart was starting to stir a little bit? Or is your heart stirring now? Getting a little excited? I know there's some special meetings coming up this week to get some things stirred up. And I'm excited. How about you? Curious yet? I am. Stay tuned. Let's pray. Lord God, in this place, I know your Holy Spirit dwells. And even though it is a hot day and the rain is falling, I know your Holy Spirit dwells. And in all these nooks and crannies, whether it be in the bowling alley or in Kingsley Hall, or in where the archives are, or in an office, or up in Thoburn Chapel, or here in the sanctuary, or on the chancel, or up in the balcony, in the child care center, on the third floor. Lord, there is a stirring going on. In your midst, there is a stirring going on. Breathe into each of us your Holy Spirit today, Lord, and build an excitement for you. Get that spark going, Lord, and build that sanctuary in each of our hearts. Lord, I pray this today in Jesus' name. Amen.